Am I the only one that doesn't get like what the obsession is with Marcius though? Like, I just never thought he was that good of a player.
I mean, he played well in Vegas during that expansion era, but I mean, I kind of know what you mean.
He played okay, but I mean, he's not like, I don't know, he's just not that good. Like, I feel like he's always, I just think he's way overpaid. I don't know. I never thought he was that good of a player.
Yeah, no,
that may be so, but he does have nasty mitts, though. That guy's got some disgusting stick handling abilities.
Yeah.
No,
I can't say I've seen a highlight of his in a while, though. Like, has he, I don't know really, has he done very much with the Predators? I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, like, he's a solid third liner on a good team. Like, yeah. He just is not a first line player or even second.
Yeah, like, no. He had a 13 point drop.
8 o'clock and spending at least a half an hour as my show is beginning and I'm trying to sort out everything else, talking to Bill about any and everything, but particularly about music and sharing knowledge and sharing what we'd like and don't like. And our opinions didn't always match, but it was great because it was like, you know, we were friends and we could just talk about this stuff. And man, I'm going to miss Bill a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
So anyway, coming up at
3 hour.
Coming up in 3 o'clock is Ambiance Congo. I'm just going to sit here and blather for a moment until it's 3 o'clock. And then we'll just go ahead and do it because this is WRIRLP and we are in our fall fund drive. And if you like what you hear on WRIR, you want to honor the legacy of Bill Lupoletti, please donate to WRIR.org.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
Travel on when there's one day here and the next day's gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stab, sometimes you turn.
I don't like that face. You don't look like you're happy with this version either.
I didn't imagine anyone could sing Life as a Highway angry.
Well, this is the punk pop version.
Okay, well, it sounded like the angry version, and I want to sing the Cars version.
Yeah, well, this isn't it. I can tell you that.
It's definitely not it.
Anyway, I thought it would be fun again just mix it up. Look, listen to how great that is. Maybe not. All right, that was called Punk Rock Factory, and it's Adrian Estella.
Okay,
the vocals. Yeah.
We didn't talk about this, but I wanted to ask you something before we jump into today's topic.
Okay.
For anybody who didn't listen to Into the Darkness last weekend, you had a special guest on with you, our daughter, who was here visiting for her 30th birthday from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. How was your experience having her on the radio with you overnight?
She hijacked the airwaves.
In a good way.
Oh, absolutely. It was great. I mean, we had a lot of listener engagement, sending us texts and little video clips and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, Into the Darkness was a lot of fun this week, but it turned into a house party, so to speak. We played a lot of house music, a lot of great remixes, a lot of fun stuff. So it went from what I normally would do, and I've moved that show, that entire show, to show number 10, all the songs, because I'm actually on the 28th. I'm actually DJing from midnight till 4 a.m. as part of our final funding drive.
Okay, cool.
So I'm DJing 4 hours, so I had to add a bunch of music in anyway. So I went in and just grabbed my show from last weekend and moved over all the songs that didn't get played and then added some more. So that show, that 4 hour show, is going to be a total mix of just everything. I'm so excited for that one. So I am for everyone.
Were you actually like DJing live on the fly then when she was in? Because I know she changed your music plans.
Oh,
and then I know she had friends listening and calling in and things things like that. So you were essentially live DJing by request.
Yeah, it's exactly what it became. And she was like, no, mix this one to that one. I was like, okay. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. It was, it was just a blast having her here in the studio. And then at the end, I said, what'd you think? She's like, I need my own show.
Yeah, she's very well-spoken. And both of our children are extremely well-spoken. And she really enjoyed it. She likes to talk. And she has opinions that she likes to share. So she would be very well-suited to have a show of her own. It would probably not be on this station because obviously she lives in Moose Jaw. But again, people do this show remotely. So potentially she could have her own show and it would look very different, obviously, than 30 Years of Nonsense. What'd you do?
Nothing. We're good.
he did something, folks. I don't know what he did, but it just went dead quiet. Don't touch buttons while I'm talking.
Okay.
I wanted to also give you the opportunity to talk about that because I know it was a really great experience for you to have her here. And I know you like to plug your own show, so I wanted to start with that.
Yeah, no, it was great. I had a blast. I had a great, great time. We had a lot of fun just literally being in the studio together and hanging out. It was a really good time.
Okay. So what are we going to talk about today? Because we had not really picked a theme or a topic for today until last night when we were sitting in bed and I could see you picking songs and I guessed the theme just based on the songs you were picking.
Yeah, I wanted to think about Remembrance Day and our veterans and all of the people that have served proudly around the world for Canada. And, my grandfather served in the Royal Canadian, British Air Force. So he was Royal Air Force.
Okay.
He served in the military in World War II, and I believe your grandfather did as well.
He did, yeah. We had talked about saving that kind of in between different song sets.
Yeah.
But yeah, we both have family members who served.
And it's unfortunate that we didn't get to do our show on Remembrance Day. I actually was involved in something on Remembrance Day, and at 10:59, I literally had an alarm set, and I took a break at 11 o'clock. I said, listen, I'm taking a moment of silence in the middle of what I'm doing, and we're going to sit quietly for a moment of silence and properly honor those. And people were like, oh, okay.
Good for you. I did the same thing, except for I was alone, so I didn't have to stop anybody else. I just personally chose to tune into the CBC streaming of the ceremony in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the bugle, I think it's called.
Yeah.
The instrument where they play the bugle. I listened to that and I was quiet. And I thought about all our servicemen and our family members and our future son-in-law, very soon to be son-in-law, is currently serving. So we're very grateful and proud of him.
Yeah.
And I did also take a moment of silence.
Yeah, we'll talk because actually the fraternity that Karen was a part of has a real affiliation to Flanders Fields because one of the people in his fraternity wrote it.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Right?
Actually.
It's like a Zaid from 1915 wrote that.
They also, as part of his membership, had to go to the ceremony.
Of course
downtown
they did.
Because they have brothers that are actually active military.
Yeah, so.
Let's play the first song. So I guess what we haven't said is that the theme is military or army, war, very
soldiers.
Sentimental soldier songs. Some of them I'm going to cry, particularly like when we get to Private Malone. I can't remember if that one's first or not.
Nope.
But some really great moving music. So it's probably going to be a little bit on the deeper side today, but some really good music and some good stories we're going to share about the people we know who've served.
I took out Private Malone.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like one of
I can add it back in. It's all good. All right, here we go. Little Alan Jackson, Remember When to Kick It Off.
Time stood still.
right, we got a lot of songs that we got to get through today, so I'm going to cut this one a little short. It's not what we typically do, but I am going to cut this one a little bit short.
You could forewarn me before you do that.
I'm sorry.
That's called communication. Yeah. Should we say, I'm just going to share what we're doing after this, because there's kind of a segue.
Oh, this is funny.
But we're actually, we've been asked to...
My bad.
How? Remember the day that I did that a bunch of times and you never let me forget it?
Yeah.
You're all over the place today.
I am.
Okay. What I was going to say is we've been asked to be interviewed on a podcast called Beyond I Do. So someone I know from the U.S. hosts a podcast called Beyond I Do, and it is about success in marriage, essentially. And I don't know exactly what they're going to ask us or how long that we're going to be on this podcast for, but we're going to be meeting with them at 6 o'clock and recording, and we're going to talk about what makes a successful marriage for 31 years and going strong. And I think communication is one of them that we should probably practice more, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the song that you wanted. Riding with Private Malone.
Oh, okay. So that's you didn't communicate with me to do something for me.
Yes.
That's the way you're going
to
play it.
I was trying to do something nice for you. That's why I cut it short. Because we do have a lot of music. There's a lot of great songs. I did pick some of these with Sarah Marie. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get that in. I just realized for whatever reason when we were rejigging everything, it somehow got deleted. So I had to go back in, add it. And that's why I said I got to get rid of this one so I can get this one in so
okay,
we can get all the music.
Before you play it, I just wanted to say to our listeners, please listen to the words of this song. It's very impactful and a great, I believe in every word that's being said. And I believe that it could and does actually happen. And when we come back and you realize what the song is about, I'm going to tell a story briefly about a friend we know who had a similar encounter that we can like know personally who will attest to something similar happening to them, because it's a great story and you know what I'm talking about.
I do indeed.
Okay.
All right, here we go. A little Private Malone by David Ball.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. And though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all, I had her running good. Love to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turn real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his. By
was new. And he told me to take her and make her my own. And I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. Someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Yeah, that night I was riding with Private Malone. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
Cool song.
Okay, so beautiful story, and I truly believe that happened and happens. And we do have a true life story that happened to a friend of ours, which I may not have all the details exactly right, but you'll get the gist of the story. We have a friend who used to live in the East Coast, and one night, let's say 3 o'clock in the morning, she was awoken with just a really eerie feeling, and she is someone who feels things deeply, and she has some knowings and things like that. So she got up.
What are knowings?
It's a, you know, things.
Okay.
It's all right. Like, almost like a intuition. Medium or intuition or okay. premonition yeah, yeah. or something sure. like that. And so she got up just because she was feeling that something was off, and she looked around the house, and then suddenly she heard like a really, really light knock at the door, and there was someone at the door, say like a tall 6'2" redhead person who very frantically said, "We need help. Please come with me." And so by the time she went back, got her shoes on, this person was gone. And so she still just was not feeling good, so she decided to take her dog for a walk down the street. Remember, it's 3 o'clock in the morning on yep. a country road, so her husband wasn't very happy about it.
Well, remember, it's dark because we live on country roads. There is no lights.
I wouldn't have gone. I would have made you go. But yeah. anyways, she's braver and stronger than I am. And she literally couldn't figure out what was going on. So she walked up and down the street. And then suddenly, just out of the corner of her eye, she saw a tiny, tiny red light flashing. And imagine, you know, when you see on the door of a car, there's like a red light that flashes sometimes to show you where the lock is.
Yeah.
Or that the car is locked or something like that. Yeah. Literally, she figured out that that's what it was. But the car was upside down. And so she went. Identified that there was a car upside down in the ditch, ran home, called police, fire, ambulance, all that kind of good stuff, and got it all sorted, went back to bed, found out what happened, the person in the car lived, and then his fiance came to the door the next day to say, "How did you even know to come out and help us?"
It was
in the woods, in that random spot. And she said, "Oh, your friend Andrew came to the door and told me to like come out and help you guys, but he disappeared. I'd like to like meet him again." And she said, "I'm sorry, what? My 6'2" redhead tall friend named Andrew came to the door?" And our friend was like, "Yeah, he came to the door last night." And the lady like broke down and said, "He died 3 months ago."
Yeah.
That's insane. I still get like the creeps. It's beautiful because yeah. I do hope his friend Andrew was watching over him, but he saved his life that night by finding our friend
yeah.
to make sure that he got help. So that's same crazy. Kind of story as Private Malone, mm-hmm. but I do love that. And I do believe and hope that people who have passed on are continuing to watch us and are our guardian angels.
So this is kind of ghost stories too at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. I should be playing the, Coast to Coast theme again.
We could do that though one day because we have some really cool ghost stories.
We do.
We should do that actually. We'll put that on our list of things we should talk about as ghost stories.
We could get people to tell us their ghost stories too, like, you know, like our friend there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. This one's John Michael Montgomery, and this one's called Letters from Home.
So again, probably going to cry.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you got mascara on. That's waterproof, I hope.
My dear dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain. And everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home. Show my buddies like we ain't scared and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on. From home. My dearest love, it's almost dawn. I've been lying here all night long, wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on a television said something, so I couldn't sleep. All right, I'm just missing you, and this is me kissing you, X's and O's, in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared of our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh, cause she calls me honey, but they take it home. I don't read the good part. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. Son, I know I ain't written. Sitting here tonight alone in the kitchen, it occurs to me I might not have said, so I'll say it now. Son, you make me proud. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our boots ain't muddy, but no one. Cause there ain't nothing funny when a soldier cries, and I just wipe my eyes. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on. Letters from home.
Walking home late at night? We've got you. Discover Kingston's only nighttime safe walk service, Queen's Walk Home. 100% free and student-run safe walk service, so you never have to walk alone. We operate 7 nights a week, getting Queens and Kingston community members home safely. Requesting a walk is simple. When it's dark out, just call 613-533-9255, start a live chat at walkhome.ca, or visit our kiosk on the first floor of the JADA. Two walking partners will meet you to drop you off at your destination safely, no questions asked. Visit walkhome.ca to learn more about our hours, boundaries, and terms of conditions. Walk smart, walk safe, walk home.
That's a really good service.
I like that.
I like that too.
I like that a lot. We had a daughter who went to university in St. Catharines, and she used to phone us while she was walking. So she at least was talking on the phone to somebody, and we would hear if something happened to her.
She did that last night too with the Northern Lights. It was so cool.
So she lives in Saskatchewan, and as everyone has probably heard, the Northern Lights have been insane lately, but particularly in Saskatchewan. And right now her fiance's away, so she's on her own, and she wanted to go for a walk and a drive and see the Northern Lights in their full glory in the big sky out there.
So incredible.
So she phoned and she's like, will you go for a walk with me on FaceTime? Sure, absolutely. Let's go for a walk. So she was showing us the beauty of the Northern Lights out there.
We'll post it on 30 Years of Nonsense so people can get a feel for what it was. Let's just throw some up.
You say that all the time.
I know, but you never do.
Okay, I know. You say we and you mean me.
Yeah, of course.
And then I forget.
Yeah, well, do it now.
I'm not going to do it now. I'm paying attention to the radio show. Okay,
well, let's do it when we're on our next song. All right, so I was going to say to you, it's funny that, you know, we were talking about this. I was talking with my parents on Tuesday night, on Remembrance Day, and I was saying to my dad, you know, tell me a little bit more about my grandfather. You know, he died, unfortunately, just after I was born. He got to see me born, and then he died shortly thereafter. But he was telling me this funny story. They never knew that he actually had a driver's license. He walked everywhere in his later years. He just walked everywhere. Everywhere
he
went,
he walked. Fantastic.
He walked all over, you know, walked to work, walked home from work, whatever. But there was one time when my parents had just bought their new car, and they were going somewhere, and they needed somebody to take the car back. So, and my grandfather said, well, I'll drive it. My dad said, we don't even have a license. He goes, I've had a license, son, from before you were born.
So why didn't he ever drive anywhere?
He just chose not to. He drove large military trucks and equipment all over England and Ireland, but then just chose, when he was done the military, he just chose not to drive anymore. It was just not his thing. He was like, I can walk. I got 2 feet. They're good. They're healthy. I'm healthy. I'll choose to walk. And he just never did.
Good
he never
him.
Bought a car, but he drove. So my parents actually, my mom never knew until after they were married and whatever, that my grandfather could drive.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, and he had to, and how it all came about, he was telling me, is during the Second World War, they were in England. My dad's dad was in England in an Air Force base, and they were bombing the base. The Germans or whatever were bombing the base, and one of the sergeants or whatever said, hey, we've got to move all this equipment. Who can drive? And my grandfather put up his hand and said, sure, I can. And he's like, okay. Never had a license or whatever. But, you know, and back in the day, they just jumped in military trucks and they drove. And he drove a convoy up to the north of England to protect their military vehicles. And then he got his military license, and he drove military vehicles all through his career. But my dad had no idea.
That's interesting. And actually, it reminds me that I'm actually going to ask my mom a question. I don't know if my grandparents had their licenses, because I never remember my grandparents driving. I do remember my grandparents taking the bus lots of places. They either took the bus or somebody picked them up, moved them around. So I don't know if they had licenses and just chose not to drive, or if it was a choice, or maybe they didn't want or could afford a car. I don't know any of those details, but
it's funny,
I'm going to ask
my mom.
Don't
think about those things. Yeah,
that's a good question. If they even had driver's license, because they were also a huge family, so if they ever did go anywhere as a family, you would have needed like a 10-passenger vehicle, which I don't think they had a 10-passenger van or anything like that. I'm going to ask her.
Yeah, and I never even thought to ask, like, hey, you know, you were a family of seven.
Yeah, who got groceries?
I don't know.
Didn't they just walk to the market, though? Like, if you lived downtown in Ireland, so, like, it was a different time.
Well, it was also delivered, right? So the bread man came, the milkman came, the coal man came. Everybody came to your house.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to those days.
I know.
Actually, you can, because you can get Uber Eats and you can get grocery cart, whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's just, but it was different back then. It was just part of the service, right? Like, it was it, right? The coal man, you had a coal hole in your house, and the coal would be just go down a coal chute, right? Like, there was a coal chute in your house.
I know, I'm just laughing because you said coal hole.
All right, come on. So that's, it was just, it was a different time. And I remember having to take coal that my mom or dad brought up, or they would use thatch. You would burn thatch, which was like dirt and moss and grass kind of all wound together, and you would burn that as well. So it's, it takes me back.
Not to date yourself, but you also always fondly talk about milk getting delivered in the glass bottles because you wanted to lick the cap.
I just, as a child, I would like sometimes take the milk cap off the milk and then try and put the cap back on because it was all the cream at the top, and you would lick the milk cream off the milk lid. Yeah. Wow, I do remember those days very fondly.
We had already progressed to milk and bags when I was growing up.
No, not when I was...
have milk delivery.
Yeah, not when I was growing up. You had everything delivered. It was like the bread man came. He would bring your loaves of bread. You would leave your milk by, like, it was like a little six-pack, almost like you would get at the pop shop,
if you remember that. Pop shop, yes.
So it was that, but it was bottles of milk, and you would leave your six bottles of milk out, and if you left out your bottles, the milkman came by, and he saw that they were there, and he would swap them out, and then he would come by, or somebody came by, and later and collected the money. It was never done at the same time. Mm-hmm. Milkman made a delivery, but didn't collect money at the same time. It was just on the good graces of God or whatever that you would pay your bill.
He didn't have a square on his iPhone?
He did not have a square on an iPhone that did not exist. So anyway, we'll come back. We'll do our kind of our weekend update in a little bit, but let's play this one. This one's the Tumbling Patties, and again, this is a song called Traveling Soldier. It is a chick song, I think, at one point, but this is a different version of it. Again, this is one that's Mad suggested we play, so I'm going to play this one for you guys. I hope you guys are enjoying this. It's very heartwarming for me.
Up me out! This time I'm going to do a song called Traveling Soldier. Let's see us. Sing along. A pretty little girl with a bow in her hair.
Hi, I'm Jack Ayala, one of CFRC's marketing assistants at the station. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long M. McQuaid, Mighty Birds, Pokeworks, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating and give today via CFRC.ca.
I'm still waiting on one of our listeners to donate $1,000 so I can match it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to provide an update. My technology savvy 88-year-old mother texted me, which is crazy. Awesome.
I love it. Hey, Barb, shout out to you.
I love
that. That's awesome.
My grandparents did not drive.
At all?
No, I guess that's what she said. We'll ask her more about that when we get home. But yeah, they did not drive, so that's that was crazy. Not part of their life. And that's why I don't remember them ever driving.
Wow. And you, how many kids were in your house?
7 or 8. 8, I think. I think my mom's one of 8. She'll also probably text me and tell me how many she is of those, too. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's. I don't think they went out, like, the Partridge family in a bus or anything like that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. My mom is one of 12.
Yeah.
And my dad is one of 7. And
the sad part is your dad's one of 1 now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the only one left. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on to something more uplifting.
Yeah. No, like, but it's just, it's an interesting thought, though, that, you know, back in the day, they just didn't do the way we do.
Like the road, think about the road trip memories we have with our kids. They're such an important part of our life and the fabric of our memories. And if we didn't have those.
But I do have those with my parents as well.
Yeah, I'm just saying the generation before us then doesn't have those.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right?
Okay. All right.
Interesting. Well, we totally just dated ourselves, though, because I also made a reference to the Partridge family.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about my very first road trip. Had Angel in the Morning, had all these 80s songs, right? And,
oh, 80s. Mine were 70s.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't remember 70 songs.
Okay.
I try and not play them.
Okay. Do you want to do the weekend update?
Yeah,
it's already almost 22.
Oh, my God. It's 22.
Right?
Man, where has the day gone?
Well, seeing you were up. So I think I've shared with everybody. Terry's joining Toastmasters with me now. So he has been also getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning with me on Thursdays. So this makes for a very long day with us.
All right. Truth be told, I did get up at 4 o'clock this morning, but I watched a TV show while Sherry got ready ahead of me.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Well, that's fair. That's usually what happens. It was actually a little annoying because the TV came on before I actually got up, and you said, well, you're getting up anyways in 10 minutes. It was cool. I still didn't want to wake up to your cop show.
I know, but I was trying to catch up. I missed it, and I'm sure Barb's already watched it, so she's not going to want to watch it with me again. So I was like, hey, you know what?
I
need to catch up so we can watch together shows. So anyway.
Anyways, the point of that is that you're also going to Toastmasters because you're practicing for the purposes of this and for our Father of the Bride speech.
Well, just everything in general. I just think I go to Toastmasters, and I've got to be honest, it's makes me very riant. No, but it makes me very riant.
Ooh, that was the fancy word of the day.
It was the fancy word of the day. It makes you cheerful and happy, and but it's great. And yes, I know I said there.
You're also mindful when you say it, though, aren't you?
And
after you go to Toastmasters for 6 months, you'll never say again.
It's crazy. But I do enjoy watching people when they do all of their stuff and they try and get away. What are they, crutch words? Is that what you call them?
Yeah, clutch.
Clutch or crutch or whatever. But I do think it's a fantastic use of my time. It's 7 in the morning. It's
better than watching another TV show.
You got it. So I'm up and I'm trying to be mindful of what I'm doing and how I'm saying things. So let me tell you, tomorrow night, Loaf and Ale, Wild Wings.
No.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Why did you just say Spearhead?
Man, or Hardway, or what was the other one?
Oh, the place that used to be John Cherry's. Good something?
Gladstones.
Gladstones.
Oh, my gosh. I just had a brain freeze. We have. So let me just tell you, tomorrow night at Wild Wings, it's going to be great. Last week was packed.
It was.
I had to bring in extra tables and move people in down on the side. We're going to bring in extra speakers for this weekend. I mean, I loved it. I love when it's packed and people got into it, and it was so much fun. And Mark, if you're listening.
And Smad was there.
And Smad was there. Mark, if you are listening, oh, my God, what a slip, Loaf and Ale. Somebody just sent me a text. Thanks, Hortensia. But, yeah, I'm very, very excited. So if you are coming tomorrow night, please, 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 please send me a reservation notice so I can get enough tables set up and ready to go and make sure I have enough chips to hand out for the winners for each round. So here we go. First category tomorrow night. We still didn't finish the lyric. People really like it, but we're doing it Canadian style. So it's Canadian songs.
Okay.
Tomorrow night. Second round, round number two. Name that guitar solo. So we're going to play a guitar solo.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
And you got to name the... It's not the guitar solo. We're looking for the artist in the band. But it's the guitar solo that we're playing. And then the easy round, which is 2.5. It's number one hits from 1970 to 1989.
I could probably do those.
Yeah, so 20 years. So number one hits. I'm not sure what category, genre of music that's in there. And it'll probably be mixed. Because in the 70s, you got Motown. You've got all those great classics. You've got rock and pop and everything. But Motown plays a big role in the 70s for sure.
Disco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about disco.
Forgot about disco?
I did. We went dancing. And then round number three is songs about weed. So, you know, it's legal and everybody sings about it. And I was going to clean my room, but...
Then I got high.
Then you got high. And then the last round is songs...
Afro Man, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is Afro Man.
I'm going to know one song.
You are. and then last round, round number four, songs about alcohol.
Oh, there's plenty of those.
There is. There's a ton. And so I think it'll be a lot of fun. So we've got Canadian Finish That Lyric, Name That Guitar Solo, The Easy Round, which is number one hits from the 70, right two to 89. That's your 20 years. Songs about weed, and then songs about alcohol. And then hang tight. Give me an hour. I'll be down here, and I will be playing Into the Darkness. I love this show. Man, I'm so excited. Very, very excited to be playing this show. And
it's really, I'm really respecting you at this moment. For those of you who really know Terry, it takes a lot for him to not swear. And it takes a lot for you to not swear for a full hour.
Yeah.
And I'm really impressed in your ability to do that on the air. And you most likely, if we were not on the air, you would have said some other word before how much you love this, which is a positive word, the way you would use it in context. But I'm really proud of you that you have that edit function.
I do. I do have an edit function. It's almost like I'm an adult.
You choose to use it sparingly.
Well, when I want to.
When you have to, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't use it in my day-to-day work life either. So,
right.
So I'm very, very excited. So tell me about the rest of... Oh, and then... So I don't know if we told you. I went and I got...
Oh, yeah. We should talk about this.
Yeah. So I got suited last week at Indocino in Ottawa. It's a suit store where you go in and you get properly measured and tailored for a custom suit. And because I am the father of the bride coming up on New Year's Eve, and December 31st, last January 1st, I had my first ever custom suit made.
It's so exciting.
And it was
it's
so
beautiful.
It's an amazing experience. So if you ever get the opportunity or want or need, let me know. I'll hook you up with my guy. He's the assistant manager there at the store. His name is Ricky, or Tarek is his real name, but he goes by Ricky. Mm-hmm. And what an interesting dude this guy was. And it was just a really cool experience. 2 hours, and this guy was just, you know, fawning over you and doing everything to make you happy about your suit and how you felt. And it was such a cool experience.
Intricate between, like, even the kind of buttonholes you want and the stitch in your buttonhole.
Stitching my buttonholes.
And the collar size and the cut of the shoulders and the pleats in the pants. And it
was, pleats.
You get to pick everything, which is fantastic. And we're going to use that segue because up until literally a half an hour ago, we were like, huh, we have a pretty light weekend. That's amazing. It's a little bit quiet of a real estate season. I don't have any open houses. We don't have any big commitments. Maybe we'll actually get groceries or do something interesting like that. And normal people stuff, you know, clean your house, get groceries, relax, those sorts of things. And then a friend of ours heard about Terry's experience getting the custom suit made and said, hey, you want to take me there?
I do.
And
it
we
was
do.
Such a cool experience. And I'm like, yeah, let's go there. Let's make it an afternoon. Let's go do that. Let's go to my favorite smoked meat sandwich
that
place.
We didn't get to.
We didn't get to last week. And there's another story.
No, no, we're not going to tell you about that story. Terry was bad.
Oh my God, get over it. So anyway, we're going to go to Big Rig next on Saturday and hang out.
We're
going to
go with
that.
Our friends, get
our friends
buddy,
hang out and get him
tailored.
Suit fitted as well. And he's coming to the wedding, so two sharp dudes.
Yeah. We also have to do a couple little picky things on the weekend. Like, well, we might have like a housewarming present to deliver. A young gentleman just got his first house this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You were a big part of that. So I'd like you to come with me to give him a housewarming present.
Oh, Jacob, what a great guy.
Yeah, things like that. So
military guy.
Military guy. Right. Yeah. So that was a nice segue, too. But yeah, actually, we don't have a crazy busy week or even week ahead. It's just kind of a quiet season, which is okay because we're ramping down so we can ramp up to wedding planning.
Hang on. I've got hurling on Sunday morning again. We'll have practice, hopefully. Hopefully it doesn't snow so we can get out there and play. And then Monday night, we're going to a Raptors game.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
you can tell I'm still on the fence about that.
Yeah, we're going to a Raptors game.
I know.
I'm going to a Raptors game.
Thursday, we're going to Blue Rodeo, though. I'm more excited about Blue Rodeo because, number one, Blue Rodeo is in Kingston.
Oh, didn't I tell you they moved it?
No, they didn't move it to Toronto.
Anyway.
Anyways, that's what we're up to.
It's a crazy, non-crazy weekend, so.
Let's get back to some music, because no one actually cares about our nonsense.
No, I know. All right, here we go. A little Tim McGraw. So if you're reading this, is the Tim McGraw song we're going to play, and it is fantastic.
Mama's sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket over here. I sure wish I could give you one more kiss. And war was just a game we played when we were kids. Well, I'm laying down my gun. I'm hanging up my boots. I'm a God, and we're both watching over you. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. And know my soul, it's where my mama always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, halfway around the world, I won't be there to see the birth of our little girl. I hope she looks like you. I hope she fights like me. Stands up for the innocent and the weak. I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. Tell Dad I don't regret that I followed in his shoes. So lay me down in that open field out. Someone else, and that's okay. Just remember this, I'm in a better place. The soldiers live in peace, and angels sing amazing grace. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. Thank you.
That's pretty deep.
That's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. But I mean, the words lay me down and kind of how he sings it just reminds me of another song, though.
Right, but you can't remember what other song gave you for the moment.
No, and it's killing me.
That's all right. Why don't you just play another one? We talked a lot there for a bit, so we can play some music for a bit as well.
Okay, well, let's play this. This is War by Edwin Starr. You talked about this one, too.
Listen to me. Oh, I despise, 'cause it means destruction of innocent lives. War means tears to thousands of mothers I have when their sons go out to fight and lose their lives. I said war. Good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Nothing. Get saying again. Listen to me.
Whoa.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
Whoa.
Friend only to the undertaker.
Oh.
Listen to me.
Whoa.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
Whoa.
I got one friend, that's the undertaker.
Oh,
has shattered many young men's dreams, made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life is much too short and precious to spend fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh,
whoa.
Listen to me.
War.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
War.
Friend only to the undertaker.
I was just saying that we're pretty close to being near the end of the show, and I was wondering what we were going to talk about. And you said, no, sorry, you said what we're going to talk about, and I said, well, I'll come up with something, don't you worry. What did you think about the crazy weather that came through? I know you hate talking about weather.
No, play another song.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not doing this.
I know you're not. Anyway, this last song is a song by the Cranberries. We're not going to get to play it all. I apologize. It'll have to cut out because I do have to play Route 66. And I'm playing a funny version of Route 66, a different one tonight.
So
I'm going to play a bit of this. It's Zombie. And this is a song by Irish singer, the Cranberries. And it's a song about the troubles during in Ireland.
Okay, all right, well, so you like to talk about the troubles.
I don't like to talk about them, but they were there. So this song is fantastic. And again, it's another interesting bit of history. So here we go, Little Zombie.
Zombie.
right, as we kind of finish off our day here, I'm just going to tell you, this is the first song in history in Ireland to pass 1 billion views, their music video, on YouTube ever by an Irish group.
Wow, that's interesting.
It is really interesting. You think about all the bands that came before her, like U2, Krista Berg, all these famous people that came before.